IRS, Treasury issue guidance on Trump accounts. The Internal Revenue Service and the Department of the Treasury have issued guidance on Trump accounts, a new type of individual retirement account for children, the IRS said in a December 2 statement. The tax-advantaged Invest America accounts, commonly referred to as Trump accounts, were established under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act signed into law by President Donald Trump in July. The plan aims to provide every newborn child a head start toward lifelong financial security and the American dream, the White House said in a December 2 statement. Any child under 18 who is a U.S. citizen and has a valid Social Security number may open a Trump account. In addition, children born between January 1, 2025, and December 31, 2028, will receive a $1,000 initial seed contribution from the government, according to the joint guidance issued on Tuesday. Families and others can contribute up to $5,000 annually, the notice said. Once an account is created, the period until December 31 of the year a child attains 18 years of age is considered the growth period. For instance, a child born October 1, 2026, will turn 18 on October 1, 2044. The growth period in this case ends on December 31, 2043. The funds will remain private property under the control of a guardian until the child turns 18. According to the White House, the account can grow to as much as $1.9 million by the time the child is 28 years old if fully funded and left untouched. The Trump account can receive five types of contributions during its growth period, the initial $1,000 contribution made by the Secretary of the Treasury. Certain qualified general contributions made by states, tribal governments, or entities such as tax-exempt organizations. Contributions made by the guardian's employer, qualified rollover contributions, and receipts from other sources such as the account beneficiary and parents. For contributions made by employers and receipts from other sources, there is an aggregate annual limit of $5,000. Contributions made by employers are specifically limited to $2,500 per year. The other three types of contributions are not subject to annual contribution limits. The IRS said that annual contribution limits will be indexed to inflation and will start adjustments after 2027. Contributions to a Trump account during the growth period are not includable in income by the account beneficiary when made, the notice said. Contributions to Trump accounts cannot be made before July 4, 2026. The funds in the account can be invested only in eligible investments during the growth period. This includes a mutual fund or ETF that tracks stock indexes of mainly American companies, such as the S&P 500. The account cannot use leverage in investments, with annual fees and related expenses not exceeding 0.1% of the account balance. During the growth period, no distributions can be made from the Trump account except under certain circumstances, such as a rollover or the death of the account beneficiary. In this period, the account is subjected to certain reporting requirements. Failure to fulfill reporting may incur penalties. Once the growth period ends, distributions from Trump accounts are subject to rules that typically apply to traditional IRA accounts. In addition, reporting requirements will be similar. The Treasury and the IRS have requested public comments on these regulations, which must be submitted by February 20, 2026. Growing funds, college assistance. In a May 15 post, the Institute for Family Studies criticized the plan, saying the accounts will not help parents meet expenses during their child's growth years since the money can be withdrawn only after the child turns 18. When the current Trump administration ends, the first babies in whose names the accounts would be opened will still be at least 14 years from accessing their money, it said. Very few low-to-middle-income parents will have the financial stability to max out their annual contribution to the accounts, turning them into, essentially, another way for rich parents to reduce their tax burden when handing money off to their kids. A June 12 analysis published by the Tax Law Center at NYU Law raised concerns about how the funds in the Trump accounts will be invested. The funds must be in a portfolio made up solely of corporate equities, which the center characterized as high-risk investments. On a more positive note, Michael Piwawar, Executive Vice President at Milken Institute Finance, and Robert Shapiro, senior advisor at the institute, suggested that Trump accounts could assist minority children from low and moderate income families to attend college and graduate. When children hit the age of 18, the funds can be withdrawn for certain qualified purposes such as paying for tuition, starting a business, or purchasing a home. Because the Trump accounts will automatically convert to traditional IRAs when the child turns 18, any unused funds in the account will keep growing over time. On December 2, billionaires Michael and Susan Dell pledged $6.25 billion to help 25 million American children open Trump accounts. The Dell's donation will give the first 25 million American children aged 10 and below an additional $250 in their Trump accounts, provided they live in zip codes with median incomes lower than $150,000, according to the White House. "Two great people," Trump wrote in a December 2 post on Truth Social, responding to the announcement. "I love Dell.